Education is the preeminent civil rights issue of our time. If New York City has a 1.2 million student body and you allow it to be segregated in that way, what you allow is an educational caste system.
The high-performing students go into this top-performing set of schools, and the higher-need students end up in the other schools.
There are kids in those schools right now. So while we're trying to figure out what's the best way to reform the system, we are putting kids through schools that are not educating them.
This spring, The Bell returns with an all-new podcast, Miseducation. We're taking you inside the largest and most segregated high school system in the nation. And by we, I mean the experts.
Wait, who are the experts?
We're the experts. We're the students of New York City.
They're creating the stories you'll hear this season, start to finish.
We can no longer tolerate a status quo in which there are perceived, quote-unquote, good schools and, quote-unquote, bad schools, depending on where you live.
That's Mayor Bill de Blasio. He's the head of the school system here.
And even though he talks a good game, we haven't seen enough progress.
You have certain communities where you have a graduation rate in upwards of the high 90s, and you have other communities, such as in Harlem, where the graduation rate, for instance, for black boys hovers around 45%.
8 hours a day, 5 days a week, we know this system better than anyone.
Starting when I was 4 years old, I was just separated from anyone who looked different than me.
I was imagining that I'd be treated like Ruby Bridges.
I opened up my letter to reveal that my score amounted to nothing. School was very chaotic. They couldn't really control it, so schooling for me was really hard.
It literally came in between me and my friend's head. We realized that it was a bullet. Half the class got on the floor and crawled out. The day after, we were placed into the same room.
We were studying for the finals, and my teacher completely skipped over Africa and South America. When I asked why we didn't do it, he said, "What did they actually contribute to society?"
Listening to students forces us to confront the realities in our schools. From the admissions process to course offerings, mental health counseling to sports access, we're tackling the inequities in this system head on.
How do we become the fairest big city in America? By listening to the voices of the people.
I'm Taylor McGraw.
I'm Sabrina.
I'm Alberto.
My name is Zoe.
Yasmin.
Terrence.
Maya.
Hiba.
Naida.
And we're the team that's bringing you Miseducation.
We'll be back soon.
In the meantime, visit miseducationpod.com for more info.
And follow us on our Twitter and Facebook at miseducationpod.
Every child should have the best, and every child should have the same, because that is just an extension of what it means to be a public school system.